I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Roses are red. Violets are blue. When the Z Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses. Catching cheaters one at a time. And it starts now.
All right, by the way, all the War of the Roses, dirty works, and phone scams are updated on our podcast page. So stop texting me and calling me at home. I updated everything for you. They're all up there. Well, let's welcome Kristen to the show. Hello, Kristen.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing good. So who are we putting to the test today?
So it's my boyfriend, Finn.
Okay. Finn, like on a fish, Finn?
Yeah, but like with two N's.
Okay. So why are we putting Finn with two N's to the test today?
So I basically just started noticing that he seems a lot less attracted to me than when we first started dating. Like, he used to, you know, little things, like compliment me on like my hair and, you know, my outfits. And now it's like he doesn't even try, it feels like.
I gotcha. Well, this doesn't necessarily mean he's cheating. Usually this just means he's getting lazy in the relationship. Like, do you make things easy for him? Like, do you still make him work hard for your affections?
I mean, yes, when he wants them. But lately, it's like, that doesn't even seem to be happening. So,
okay. Well, let's do this. Let's put him to the test. We're going to call up Finn. We'll offer him a dozen roses that he can send anybody he wants. You're going to get to hear who he chooses and what he puts on the card, okay?
Okay.
All right. Time for the two questions we ask every War of the Roses participant. Question one, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yes.
All right. Yes. And question two, how certain are you that when we offer Finn these free roses to send to somebody that he's going to pick you to send them to?
Not, I'm like getting nervous. I mean, I'm hoping, of course, that he does, because like that's like my biggest fear right now, that like he's not going to pick me. And I like,
sure.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's just getting lazy, then that's an easy fix. But if there's another girl, then we got a real problem then. All right, well, let's find out.
Dialing at random.
Hello?
Good morning. I'm calling for a Finn Vander, please.
This is Finn.
Good morning, Finn. My name's Ashley, and I'm calling from a brand new floral delivery service called floraldesigns.com. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. So the reason I'm calling today is to ask if you've ever heard of our company before. So have you ever heard of floraldesigns.com?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, we're a brand new online flower shop, and we're trying to get the word out about our service. So what we'd like to do today is let you use it for a one-time only free trial. So basically, you'll get to send somebody you care about some free flowers, and we take care of the cost, the shipping, the delivery, and everything else. Does this sound like something that you'd be interested in?
No, I don't think so. Thank you.
Are you sure? Like one. I said, it's absolutely free. You don't have to join any club. I'm not even going to take any credit card info from you whatsoever. We just want you to test it out. And if you like us, then maybe you'll use us the next time you need flowers.
You don't even need my email?
No email. Like I said, we're hoping to get a new customer out of this. Like, hopefully you'll like our system so much that the next time you need flowers, you're going to choose us instead of the local flower shop.
Okay, so I don't even have to keep using you guys in the future if I don't like the product.
Correct. It's a free trial. So we'll send a dozen roses to whoever you want, and all I need is the person's name and what you'd like to put on the card. So do you want to try us out?
Yeah, okay, I guess so. Yeah, what do you need for me?
Well, the first thing I need to know is, who are we sending these beautiful red roses to?
Okay, we're going to send them to Brooke. And for the card, you said it comes with a card?
Yes, what would you like to put on the card?
Does the card, is it a two-sided card? Does it have a front and a back?
Yes.
Okay. So for the front, could you put down, ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
to the sexiest woman I've ever laid, dot, 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 and then on the back, put my eyes on.
Okay.
Love, thin, and then if you could put, like, some hearts on it or some cute...
Okay, yep, I got it. And that's it?
That's it.
Okay, I'm going to write this up real quick, and then I'll get an address from you in just 1 second, okay? Just hang on.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, so, Kristen, do we know who this Brooke is?
No, no idea.
Well, is he Facebook friends with anyone named Brooke? Like, is there anybody who leaves, like, a lot of comments on his Instagram with that name or anything?
I mean, like, he has, like, a cousin named Brooke, but I seriously doubt he's leaving that message for his cousin.
Well, no, I would imagine not. I'm sure it's somebody else.
Well, wait, what if it was for his cousin? I mean, you said you don't know any other Brooks, right?
I mean, not that I can think of, no.
No, Brooke is a pretty common name. It's not like Cleopatra or something.
Okay, do you know what his cousin's last name is?
Yeah, it's Vanderhoof's name is his.
Okay, put me back on the phone with Finn.
Yes, with Finn?
Yes.
Okay, hang on 1 second. All right, and...
Okay, Finn, we're just about set here. Now, you said these were going to Brooke, correct?
Right.
All right, and can I get a last name for her?
Sure, it's Vander. V, like Victor, A-N-D-E-R.
Okay, great. Hang on 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Oh, my God, it is his cousin. What in the hell?
Oh, no.
Okay, hold on a second. All right, hold on. No. Reread the note that he left. Maybe this is some kind of... Hold on. Maybe this is some kind of joke that we don't get.
It says, to the sexiest woman I ever laid my eyes on, love, Finn.
Kristen, is he close to his cousin? Like, is this some kind of inside joke, maybe?
I mean, I have no idea. I don't know.
Should we just bring him on so you can talk to him?
No. I'll just talk to him by myself, honestly. Sorry.
So you don't want to discuss this right now?
I don't, no.
Okay. Well, I do. I want to discuss this right now. Put him back on.
No. If Kristen doesn't want to do this, then we're not doing this.
I know, but I want to do this. I mean, don't you want to figure out what the hell is going on?
That is not for us to decide. We did what was asked of us. Kristen, I'm very sorry. If there's anything else we can do, let us know, okay?
Okay.
Kristen,
okay.
Don't hang up. I'm going to talk to you. Don't hang up.
The Z Morning Zoo's War of the Roses.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.